thank you for your word this morning. I pray that as we go through this, through your word, that you will speak to our hearts on what it means to open up our minds and hearts in welcoming others into your kingdom. So, Father, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, I've started doing this study, Bible study on this app called He Reads Truth. It's a pretty cool app that has different study plans along the way. And one of the ones that I've started to read is on biblical hospitality. And the title of the devotion, it has like quite a few days, is called Making Room. It's a study on hospitality. And so this is kind of just a sharing of this devotion. And so the first devo for this is just called Making Room for Others. And so here we have the situation that is happening among the Jews and the Gentiles, that God is working into the heart of the Jewish believers in terms of who is welcomed into the kingdom of God. Okay? That's really what is at debate here, is that God is calling all people to him, but the Jews are not used to that. They're used to a very specific way of who belongs to this community. But what God does in terms of sending his son Jesus Christ is that he welcomes all people into his kingdom. And so that's the debate happening here. And Peter just begins to make a case of just saying, hey, God knows the heart of these people, and God has borne witness that he is calling them to him by giving them the Holy Spirit. And that's why Paul and Peter have these experiences with Gentiles where they go. One of them is they go into the house of a Roman soldier, and him and his family receive the Holy Spirit, and these are Gentiles, and they're kind of confused as to how are these Gentiles receiving the Holy Spirit. And so even within the Jewish community, that God had to break down those interior walls or understandings that they may have in terms of who is welcomed into the kingdom of God. And then part of the other thing here is that as they were welcoming people into the kingdom of God, they were kind of then debating among themselves, okay, if they're going to become a part of this, what are the things they have to follow? And the debate is here is this kind of, hey, why are we putting all these extra burdens on these new believers that are coming into the kingdom of God, things that we haven't been able to even bear ourselves as well? And so they kind of just lay down a few principles as to, okay, these are the things that are not negotiable in terms of that. And so in terms of this study of hospitality and making room for others is really asking the question, and I think is asking the question, who is welcome to the kingdom of God? Now, automatically, I think we would all say, well, everyone is. Right? That's the automatic response that we know it within our minds, that everyone is welcomed into the kingdom of God. But the reality is sometimes when we meet people along the way, I think sometimes we don't realize maybe the prejudices or the things that we have in our hearts or in our thinking in terms of everyone is it can enter the kingdom of God except that person. And that's really what is being confronted here is the prejudices that one may have in terms of who is welcomed into the kingdom of God. But really, when we look at the gospel and when we look at what Jesus Christ has done, and I want to share in terms of what the Devo here just shares a little bit, it says that God is calling us toward a heavenly hospitality informed and fueled by the gospel of grace. God didn't keep to himself. Jesus gave his life for ours. He came to us, inviting us into his joy. He welcomes us into his kingdom. Who could have expected this kind of hospitality from God? So essentially, when we're talking about hospitality, normally we think about hospitality in terms of our homes, right? That we're being hospitable, that if someone comes to, if you have a guest that comes into our houses, it's in the manner in which we treat them. Okay, now, there can be the practicalness of when someone enters into our home of saying, hey, welcome, How's it going? Hey, can I get you a cup of water? That's the externals, right? The externalness of how we're practicing hospitality. Now, there's also the internalness as well in terms of where's our heart at? Because we may understand the role of what we have to do in terms of hospitality, but just as we can welcome someone into our house and be like, hi, welcome. And in our minds and in our hearts, we're thinking, I can't believe this person's here right now. Like, I was like, oh, why are they here? They should have called. And so there's a different that conversation that sometimes happens within our hearts in terms of hospitality as well. But here, just to start us off in terms of making rooms for others, it really begins with understanding the gospel and what Jesus Christ has done for us. In terms of Jesus invites us in and he welcomes us. When we look at the cross, we don't look at the cross in terms of like one of the things, like when you go into a hotel is you look for vacancy. You know, you'll never see on the cross a sign that says occupied. Why? Because at the cross, there's always room for more. There's always room for more, and the reality is there's always room for more, and it doesn't matter who you are in terms of that. And so when we understand the gospel in terms of how God has invited us into his kingdom and allowed us to share in his joy, then the reality is then how does that transform our hospitality and our lives in terms of how we welcome others into our lives as well. And so kind of, I would say hospitality is one of those things that for me is, I would say it's definitely a struggle. Especially when I have this tension where it's like, I love inviting people to our house, but then sometimes I like to do so with boundaries, you know? And so, but when I understand hospitality in terms of inviting people into our, and especially home, when we look at home, but we could also look at it in the context of church as well, is that in reality, we say, oh, everyone is welcome to church, you know, but sometimes when someone walks into church and we say, oh, come as you are, but when that person comes as they are, then who they are sometimes makes us uncomfortable. Like, I have tattoos. I know how uncomfortable that makes sometimes some people. They'll be like, oh, I remember the first time I started working at a church and there was a parent complaining about me saying, oh, how did we hire someone like that? Did we know that he had tattoos? And this is without knowing my story or anything about me. There is already a sign that was saying, you are not welcomed here by the way that you look. Now, this person didn't know whether I had my tattoos before Christ or after Christ. She didn't know any of that. Imagine if I would have had, I got most of my tattoos after I became a Christian, actually. But imagine if I didn't have those, I would have just felt like, man, these are things that I've done. And someone is now using something I've done in my past to say, you're not welcomed in this place. And so sometimes I would say churches can be the most inhospitable of places with what we may say in terms of a message, but then what we actually may do in practicality or what is happening in our heart. And so for me in this, as I process through this verse in terms of what is happening in the life of the church in the book of Acts, is that God is tearing down the prejudice of the New Testament church and God saying, who belongs into the kingdom of God? Everyone. And the Jews are thinking, yeah, everyone. And God says, yes, even Gentiles who have different customs, come from different beliefs and practices, they have a part of my kingdom. And so as we reflect in this morning and we go into a time of worship, is really just asking the question this morning and reflecting upon within our lives and saying, am I hospitable in my life? Am I welcoming to others into the kingdom of God that God welcomed me into? You know, one of the things that always gets, that I think for me has been a challenge for me is in terms of community, is sometimes when you have a community that you've already established and you have your, it could be a, whether a close circle of friends and someone new comes in, it sometimes becomes very hard for that person to be integrated into a new place because you're like, oh, already, we already have our circle. And someone new is coming in. But really the way the kingdom of God is really more where we already have our established relationship and community, that what really kingdom hospitality says, when someone new comes in, it says, and they're there by themselves and they're looking for a place to belong, it says, hey, there's more room here, come. And because sometimes we're thinking, oh, that person might mess up the dynamics of the group. We don't know how that person is going to, you know, that person's personality doesn't, may not mix with so-and-so. But it doesn't matter. In the kingdom of God, it says, come in. You're welcomed in this place. And so as we reflect in our lives, it's just asking the question, am I hospitable? And then secondly, is just reflecting, God, are there hidden prejudices that I may have in my life? Maybe it's towards people. Maybe it's towards people in terms of the way I have labeled them or the way they look. Have I been a stumbling block or a hindrance from people coming into your kingdom because of the way I just haven't been welcoming to them? And so, Father, as we reflect in this morning, that we may have a deeper understanding of the gospel and what you did at the cross for us, and you welcomed us. You really took us as we were. And so, Father, we just pray that we would just reflect that in our lives and just open up our hearts towards hospitality and welcoming others, that there's more room at the cross, that there's more room. So, Father, thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? I was lost, but He brought me. You know His love for me. Oh, His love for me. Who the sun sets free. Oh, it is free. Has ransomed me, His grace runs deep. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Yes, He died for me. Who the Son sets free. Oh, He's free indeed. I'm a child.
Father, thank you for your word this morning. And just as we sang this song, and that that there's a place for me, that we would realize that there's also a place for so many others as well. That when you call us into your kingdom, you call us to look beyond ourselves, but to look, to love others. It's just simply to love you and to love others. And so, Father, just as you welcome us and we recognize that there's a place for us in heaven, that there's also a place for others that are yet to know you, that there's more space at the cross, there's more space in heaven. And so, Father, I pray that you would make more room in our hearts to be more welcoming and hospitable to people that we may have shown judgment or prejudice to. And so, Father, open up our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go to our community prayer. Let's pray for those that have cancer. Pray for those that are sick and also in need of salvation as well. Let's pray for those that have infirmities. Let's pray for those that have COVID, and let's pray for our frontline medical workers as well. Thank you. pray for those that are seeking jobs in this season. Pray for Hong Kong and all the various needs that we have. Pray for our staff. For education, SP Kids, SP Youth, and SPU. Pray for our worship and sound and AV team. Pray for the pregnancies. Let's pray for our house churches gathering tonight. Yeah, Father, thank you for your word this morning. I pray that we would grow in a deeper understanding of how you welcomed us. And in terms of that, that we would then live missional lives in terms of welcoming others into your kingdom, into our lives. So, Father, I thank you. I pray that you'll lead us and guide us throughout our day. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless. Enjoy the rest of your prayer.